Michelle Winter here again, and this time I'm in Seaview, Washington, and I'm sitting here with Laurie Anderson and David Campeach, and they are innkeepers, restaurateurs, and I think visionaries and longtime residents here, artists too, in the area, and they're going to tell you a little bit about their vision, the history of the Shelburne Inn, and this gorgeous new property we discovered through them at China Beach Retreat. So I'm going to let Laurie start. Laurie, hi, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michelle.
So let us know a little bit about this beautiful building we're sitting in here, the Shelburne Inn.
Yeah. Well, the Shelburne was established in 1896. And by some standards, that isn't very old. But by West Coast American standards, it's old. In fact, the Shelburne is the oldest continuously operating hotel in our state and received a commemoration from our state legislature.
State of Washington.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we're very proud of that, proud of the fact that it's a business that has survived that long and a building. And that comes at no small price because here on the coast we have rather severe weather, so it takes a lot to maintain a building like this.
Well, I wish that this wasn't radio for just this brief moment, because we are sitting in the restaurant here at the Shelburne Inn, and looking around, everything is gorgeous wood, restored tables, everything of, what is it, the late 1800s, the collection you have of antiques?
It's diverse. The clock behind you was built in 1780 in Glasgow. And the mirror is French from the same period.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And most of the other antiques would be late 19th century.
Wow. And did you do a lot of the work yourself, David?
Well, we were just kids. This was 40 years ago when we started it. We didn't have any money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard enough to make those initial payments.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We did. You know, mm-hmm. We learned to wire and plumb and paint, and we just jumped in.
And we had the help of friends?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Beautiful little man named Morris Gillespie, who had retired from Boyne, would come in every day and teach me to wire and plumb.
My gosh.
But you can't do things like that anymore.
No, no you can't.
And you know, that's sad, too, mm-hmm. because how many places fell by the wayside without being able to do things like that?
That's true.
Yeah. So tell me how you found Shelburne Inn those many moons ago.
Oh, gosh. You know, it was kind of falling down. A lot of what you see here we have added and modified, perhaps, or recreated. But it's just a honey of a building, and picked it up, and at first the changes were slower, and as it became more popular, we put more into it.
Oh, on that note, you've received quite a few awards, have you not?
Over time, 40 years, I guess you could say we have. And we've had some nice media attention. And, of course, we've witnessed dramatic changes in the way the media works.
Oh, yes.
In 40 years, as you know. So we've also had to adapt.
Mm-hmm. And how so?
Well, you don't market a business like this the way you used to. Quite differently. And I could say we were maybe slow to adapt because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're ingrained in doing things a certain way, sometimes it's hard to change when your life is just filled. You're busy.
And the product.
And then there's a learning curve.
Oh, yes, of course. But didn't you have a lot of repeat business, don't you?
We do, and we're so grateful for that. It's remarkable. And that actually is one of the sustaining, not just financially, factors for this business, but sustaining us on a spirit level, just because we love our customers, and that's part of the reason we're still here after all these years.
It shows, too. If you could just walk through this door with me and come and feel, which you can, make reservations, you can feel how loved this place is and how honored the innkeepers and staff are to have you walk through the door and come and stay with them. It's a palpable feeling. So, Laurie, tell us a little bit about the rooms here at the Shelburne, and then we'll move on to China Beach Retreat.
Okay. We have 15 rooms at the Shelburne. They are all furnished in antiques. They all have private baths. And, of course, that was not the case when we bought the inn. None of the rooms had private baths. And so over time, we had to make those changes. And we didn't do it all at once. It happened slowly as we could afford it and as we could get loans. But, of course, it was what we needed to do because Americans, most Americans traveling do not want to share a bathroom.
That's true. Our Australians, though, would.
Would they?
Yeah, they would. Yeah. But
In fairness, the Europeans and the Australians, or people from different parts of the world, seem to appreciate this a little more than Americans. We're such a young country.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah.
The first settler here was in 1854.
In this area.
The first white settler.
White settler.
Oh,
the Chinook tribe. Extraordinary. Native Americans were here for thousands of years.
What is the architectural style of the exterior?
Well, it's very unique because when the original building, and we're sitting in that portion of the building, was built in 1896, it actually was across the street from here.
Oh, gosh.
And so it's Victorian in style.
Mm-hmm.
In 1911, the owners built another section, and it is to the south of us. And at that time, they drug this section that we're in across the street using a team of horses and log rollers and then joined the two buildings together. And if you look at it from the outside, you can see that they're different architectural styles. The one on the north side, where we are, is Victorian, and the one on the south side is more craftsman in style.
Oh, my gosh.
But it works.
Oh, my gosh. And you have, I can't even estimate how much you have in here that are antiques. How long did it take you to accumulate this? I mean, it tells the story of the place. It's fantastic.
Well, David had an old friend from college named Henry Langfuss, and he was a real Anglophile and loved to travel to Europe, and he loved antiques. And the
British
two of them, and the two of them started a partnership buying and selling antiques. So that's how we originally furnished the place.
Oh, gosh.
Just actually having buyers in England and Holland and France, and that's how we found a lot of these pieces.
It's exemplary. Unfortunately, we have to leave Shelburne in for just a moment and go on to tell us about the China Beach Retreat and the two homes there.
China Beach Retreat, well, it got its name. It was a private home before we purchased it. And originally, the way it got its name, it was located near the port of Ilwaco, where there were lots of canneries. And they brought Chinese workers over from China, and they had barracks there on this spot. And there was a beach at that time. And all the locals called it China Beach. So even the people that we bought it from, the Nelsons, and there had been a Finnish family who built the house there, but everyone still called it China Beach.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when we decided to turn it into a B&B, we really didn't deliberate much about the name. I mean, it's China Beach.
That's what
everybody's going to call it anyway, so they call it China Beach Retreat.
It's charming. And you're tell us some more about the... You have two homes there. One is a bit larger.
Yes, the main house was built in 1908, and that was built by a Finnish man named Ernie Oje, or Oja.
Oh.
And I guess he had a sauna there, too, but that's gone.
And a fishing boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, David, why don't you talk about the cottage?
Oh, the cottage? I'll just preface. I'm staying in the cottage. It's romantic. It's an airy. The views are stunning. The interior is gorgeous with craftsmanship everywhere. David, take it away.
Well, we also have this lovely, now nearly 83-year-old man who apprenticed in the old days with the Germans and the Swedes, and he's a master. And there was a chicken coop there, so we could use the footprint of that. And so we went up, and then on the second floor we spread out, and all that stunning woodwork. I think there's 26 different woods in there.
Oh, it's stunning.
And all the etched glass and leaded glass and some of our collection.
Those doors to that stunningly beautiful...
Peter David in Seattle.
Oh, my gosh.
The great glass man.
Oh, no wonder. This is a jewel box. When I met David and Lori, I said, I know where your heart is. because this place is, everywhere you turn, there's just some more love put into the form of art, and it's stunning and comfortable.
I should mention, too, that the reason we called it the Audubon Cottage is because we happened upon, at an estate sale, a bunch of prints, really nice bird prints. I hadn't looked closely at them, but we got them for a really good price, and when I got them home, I realized they were original Audubon prints. So that was a natural, because there's so much bird life, as you probably witnessed, looking out those windows, migratory birds and birds that hang around all year round. And it's really wonderful to watch and to sit right there and watch them. So it just seemed natural to call it the Audubon Cottage, and we framed all the prints. And
what I thought astounding was a lot of the birds that are outside are in your prints. I mean, that, where do you get that kind of luck?
Yeah.
No problem.
So we're going to wrap this this portion of our interview, and I wanted to ask you if there's anything you'd want to say besides inviting people to come and stay with you or try the restaurant.
Well, we didn't talk about the food. We'll leave that up to our chef, mm-hmm. Jeff Gunn. But food is very, very important to us. And food, we think, needs to also be an expression of where we are. So I'll let Jeff elaborate on
we'll
that.
Get some of that.
So I'll say one thing.
Yes, of course.
Geographically, this is sort of the end point of the Corps of Discovery, Lewis and Clark. There were easily better than 30,000 Chinook people living here around 1700. The richest salmon grounds. Mm-hmm. We grow 20% of the nation's oysters. We have little neck clams, razor clams on the ocean beach, surrounded by water.
Berries.
Mm. And our favorite, wild mushrooms, we both collect.
It's indeed a food lover's paradise.